First of all, I think the important thing to note here is that when the tribunal was set up by the Chief Justice to inquire into this matter, we appreciated what the Minister of Justice himself said. He said he welcomes the appointment of the tribunal and that he would fully cooperate with the functions of the tribunal. So to us, that was a plus on the part of the minister. Of course, there have been several calls that he ought to resign or step aside in the light of the appointment of the tribunal. We have supported those calls purely from the reason that having looked at the matter, this matter stems from his functioning as the Minister of Justice at the Ministry of Justice. And it is, what will happen is that there will be officials from the Ministry of Justice where the minister himself, which ministry the minister himself heads, there will be witnesses from there who will come to testify against him. Now, in a scenario like that, obviously, you cannot rule out that there will be intimidation or witnesses might feel uncomfortable to testify against their boss, especially if they see him every day at the office. It will be a very, very difficult scenario for those persons from the Ministry of Justice to go and testify. And hence, we feel that it is very important that this is not a small matter. This is a serious matter which borders on abuse of office, which is a criminal offense. So this is a very serious matter which ought to be taken very seriously by everybody. And the appointment of the tribunal itself is indicative that this is a serious matter which everybody should take seriously. Now, when you have a scenario like that, obviously, you would want the procedure, both during the tribunal hearing and as well as the witnesses themselves, to feel free and to proceed smoothly as much as possible. And the only way such an atmosphere can be created is where you have the person being investigated not being anywhere near the witnesses or anywhere near positions of influence which might seem to affect or influence the proceedings of the tribunal.
So basically, resigning totally will form in line with the position of the Law Association of Zambia, correct?
You see, you have to realize, first of all, that cabinet ministers, deputy ministers, they serve under the at the president's pleasure. So it's the appointing authority is the president, that's only him who can decide the fate of such a minister. Or the minister himself can decide to resign. There is no provision in the constitution which allows for a minister to go on leave or to go on leave pending the hearing of a tribunal. Only the president can make such a decision. The option available to the minister is the resignation. So if this decision is to be made by the minister himself, the only option available to him is the resignation, to say that, look, I'm serving at the president's pleasure, and there is this issue which has brought my credibility into question. I feel I need to concentrate more on the defense of my credibility because there's nothing wrong I have done. And he ought to take the initiative to tell the president that this is what I feel and this is what I need to do. And the president, in line with good governance, ought to accept such a request. The president himself has power, as he has done in very recent cases. We have two deputy ministers who the Anti-Corruption Commission have said are investigating. These are people who are not being prosecuted in court. Their matters are not yet in court. The Anti-Corruption Commission are investigating these people, and the president moved, because these people didn't resign. The president moved himself and dismissed them. So there is precedent already. This is nothing new. This is an issue which the president himself can take up or the minister himself can take up.
So why didn't the Law Association of Zambia petition the president to take this action?
As I said, these are matters which are solely in the discretion of the president. The best person, people, organizations like the Law Association can do is to, write or ask the president publicly or privately that, look, there's this tribunal which needs to proceed fairly and smoothly. And therefore, we do not think that this can work. Now, that request, these people say under the president's pleasure, it's only him who can make that decision whether to dismiss the particular minister or not. But the minister himself has the right to tender in a resignation.
Now, what do you say to critics who say that this is just a publicity stunt by the Law Association of Zambia and that the minister hasn't been found guilty? He should be able to perform his function as the tribunal, independent as it is, carry out its thorough investigation until he is proven guilty beyond all reasonable doubt. What do you say to that?
We appreciate those comments and views by people. But as I've mentioned, you have to look at it in this way. This is a matter involving a serving minister, and he's a political head of the Ministry of Justice. The witnesses who will come and testify include people serving under him at the Ministry of Justice. Okay? Yes, he can work. Justice is more about perceptions. What impression or what picture does it portray to have a situation like that? Should the result turn out that nothing happened or there was no any wrongdoing on the part of the minister? What if witnesses show up and testify in a way which is very suspicious when the facts on the ground speak differently? Those are issues which will keep on rising. Now, to allay or remove all such suspicion, what is best is always that proceedings should move without any perception that there's intimidation of witnesses or intimidation of the tribunal. That's our view.
So now that you have made the call, the Justice Minister has yet to respond to it. The President has yet to respond to it. What's the next step forward for the Law Association of Zambia in this matter?
For us, obviously, what is important is that the tribunal has been set up, and we trust that it will start its work as soon as possible when all logistics are put in place. And we trust that the tribunal itself will proceed as smoothly as possible. If decisions are not made by the powers that be or the concerned minister, we will leave it in the hands of the tribunal to deal with it squarely and fairly. And if things go wrong, it will be obvious to everybody that things have gone wrong because of this or that.